as the great cosmic angel speaks his heart to us all. Again, we send him our love and ask our mighty presence to bless him without limit and to constantly keep the door open of our outer selves for the fire of his presence to come into physical action at all times, to do that which he alone is the authority to do, both for ourselves and for the nation. Beloved ones of immortal freedom, we enter in today to a certain activity of the cosmic fire, whose authority I wish you to accept and demand in physical action in the outer world, because more and more must you take away from all channels in the outer world their human authority. It must be done. And therefore, as you enter in to this demand, will you find many things occurring that may surprise you greatly, but which will work together for good. Unless by mankind's own free will, they withdraw human authority from conditions of the outer world, you will always have the battle with that human until it's annihilated. Therefore, in your blasting and annihilating decrees, do not forget to compel the blasting and annihilation of all human authority. And that means all authority in the outer world to create discord for any reason. And in doing this, as you take that authority away from the human, then consciously give it back to the beloved I Am Presence and the Ascended Host to hold possession and control of everything in your physical experiences. As you go forward in the use of these decrees that are the cosmic law's demand for these changes to come about, then certain powers of the cosmic fire must come into concerted, concentrated action in and around yourselves, as well as the atmosphere in which you move. And so, when you demand that all authority be taken away or taken out of the hands and control of everybody and every force but the fiery love of the victorious All Christ in its cosmic fire, then you are offering back to the Presence and to the Ascended Host and to the cosmic beings who govern this system the energy which mankind has held under its own control, qualified with discord. And if you move into action with this decree and demand that all of everything that is of the sinister force be taken out of the hands and control of everybody and everything but the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ, the mighty I Am Presence in the great gentle sun, then you give back there the energy that has been acting discordantly in the physical world. And if I were you, for your own personal use, I would make that statement. I am the cosmic law's demand for everything all that is of outer physical action be taken out of the hands and control of everybody and everything but the fiery love of the victorious cosmic Christ, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. Then your demand is upon the law, the cosmic law's action, to withdraw the energy from those destructive forces. Because the moment a destructive force attempts to connect with you, it does so through the attention. And because of the attention, it begins to draw your energy and be the authority over that. And it is to withdraw this that I'm giving you this call today. Keep acknowledging many times in the outer, I am the cosmic law's demand. Or I am the presence demanding, or I demand everything and everybody taken out of the hands and control of all that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun. Then, beloved ones, you will find energy here and energy there taken out of destructive forces or conditions and drawn back up into the control of the ascended masters or the mighty I Am presence or the cosmic beings who are the victorious all Christ to the earth. But when you ask that everybody and everything be taken out of the hands and control of all but the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, then you have taken the energy, or your presence, or we have taken the energy of physical conditions and placed it in the control of that cosmic love of the victorious Christ, that all Christ that exists everywhere. And then that becomes qualified with permanent perfection. When we say the fiery love, the victorious all Christ, we mean those activities of cosmic fire from the ascended master's octave and from other planets in this system and from the physical sun, the great central sun, that at all times keep surging forward, powers of the sacred fire that compel imperfection annihilated. You see, the sinister force, the human, has so long taken everything to itself to do just as it pleases and has thought nothing of returning that to the source that loaned it. And therefore, when you demand that it be returned to the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, well, then cosmic beings move into outer conditions that physically you cannot move into or do not desire to, because there are certain frightfully vicious, destructive conditions in the outer physical world, in communistic channels, and the frightful conditions of war and so on, that physically you do not need to move into. But through this call, we can withdraw the energy there, and their evil will begin to fade out, and those conditions lose their power. I'm giving you this because it is necessary to use this in certain departments of your government. I would definitely take my stand In the name of the mighty armed presence, I demand the government of this nation taken out of the hands of everybody, everything, but the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. You are the authority, precious ones, of the people. You are the will of the people. And therefore, if you make this demand by your own free will, then your demand becomes the government of the nation. And outer world government, so to speak, changes accordingly. As soon as you give the law time to act and enter, or the flame time to go into those channels and bring about the change. While we've been focusing your attention recently upon the cosmic Christ fire that is the all Christ. But when you say the victorious all Christ, then it is just as if a hand from our octave sweeps into a condition, withdraws the energy, and raises it into our octave, where it is qualified with our fiery love. And then destructive conditions just fade out more and more. And I think you will have very great joy in the use of this command. And I think you will see many very wonderful results from your calls. You demand that everything in your being and world is seized now and taken out of the hands and the control of everything that is not of God. All that is not the fiery love are the victorious all Christ. Because, precious ones, your freedom in the physical octave simply means the returning of everything in the outer life into the possession and the control of your mighty I Am presence and our octave. You see, the outer has held the energy and has created destructive conditions. But when you return that of your own free will and demand that everything in your physical world be taken out of the control, out of the hands in control, because I like the use of the word hands there, because from an inner standpoint, there's a reason for it. When you ask that all outer conditions be taken out of the hands and control of every human being and force, every body and everything that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, then we move into action with certain powers from the great gentle sun and its great magnetic power to draw, just as if you had a great magnet, to draw all the energy up into our octave. Now, the reason I say everybody and everything is because the thought forms, your mental pictures, your thoughts, your feelings, and your spoken words have taken control of a certain amount of energy, or rather you have placed the energy within them by your own creation of them. And then when you demand that everything in your physical world be taken out of the hands and control of everybody and everything that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ flame, well, then you withdraw through that decree the energy in your words, spoken words and thoughts and feelings that did not produce perfection. And whether it be something you have generated, or whether it is simply something in the atmosphere of Earth, or the whole sinister force, matters not. The energy is, may I say, relocated, withdrawn from the human, and put into our octave. Because the fiery love of the victorious all Christ is that flame from your higher metal bodies and our octave. So there can't anything in the human requalify that again once you have given it to us. Demand that all authority of government in your nation, in the physical octave, be now taken out of the hands and control of everybody and everything that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. And the mighty I Am presence in the great central sun becomes the government of cosmic fire throughout the nation. Then that means that the higher metal body of everyone in the nation draws the flame from the central sun into those channels that should give divine justice to the people. No, I would use this terrifically on all business activities, on everything in your educational channels. If you demand, in the name of the mighty I Am presence and the freedom of the American people, that all education in this land be taken out of the hands and control of every human being and force, but the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, then you'll be surprised. Human authority will just dissolve and fade out. Because when you make the demand, precious ones, we have to answer. And so will your higher mental body love to answer you when you are demanding that everything in the physical octave be taken out of the hands and control of all that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. You can take it as the fiery love of the victorious all Christ flame. And then just know, as you offer that, either into the great cosmic violet consuming flame, or the great unfed flame, or the sevenfold flame of the seven mighty Elohim, those beings who direct those activities of the cosmic fire become then what we might call the possessors of the energy that you have offered into their eternal control. They begin to possess and control the energy that is in destructive forces in this world, and the moment they take that energy out, the destructive forces collapse. And that is how you take the power away from disturbing conditions, and the sinister force becomes weaker and weaker because it is losing energy each day. This is a powerful thing, my dear ones, when you demand that your business be taken out of the control, out of the hands and control of everybody and every force in your nation, but the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. And the miracle flame from the central sun possesses and controls it forever. You will find certain conditions that are planned to wreck your business will just have to be consumed. They have to be stopped. I would take this take this authority away from every human being and force in your government, in your land, in business, anywhere discord is created. You could easily make your calls, I am the presence the mighty I Am presence of the American people. And I demand all authority of government and physical action within the land is now taken out of the hands and control of everybody and every force that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. Then you are using your power of life to raise all that is here, purify it, offer it back into the possession and the control of the cosmic fire. That is a powerful raising activity to the whole world. And that enables us to use certain magnetic power from the great central sun magnet to withdraw that energy here and there, wherever you happen to be and make the call. It's just as like a suction, like a wind with great suction passes through a destructive activity and draws out of it its energy. And then the thing collapses. Now you need this, beloved ones, in your cities and anywhere in your nation and in your own individual activities. If there seems to be some limitation still controlling you in the outer activities, something you want to be rid of, take your stand. That through my beloved I Am presence, I demand everything of limitation in the physical octave, in my being and world, is now taken out of the hands and control of everybody and everything that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. For here I return everything into the cosmic fire's possession for eternity. Then as you raise the substance and energy of this world into that activity of the cosmic fire, it becomes eternal perfection that can never be requalified again. You will find this will prevent a very great deal of mental domination or human suggestion or discordant activities trying to hold connection with your world. And you can easily demand, I am the presence that demands all physical action that is not producing perfection for me be taken out of the hands and control of all that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. It's just as if you took your limitations one by one and placed them in that cosmic fire, the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. You keep passing it up there, and as it is purified, it becomes permanently possessed by your own higher mental body and us. You will enjoy this, I feel, very greatly. As you demand all things in the physical world taken out of the hands and control of all that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, you will give the power back to your presence and to us to raise everything into permanent perfection. And you will find your world being freed from that which has been your limitations and the struggle of the outer. Now, you can use this same demand into everything that is a struggle. When you say, through the mighty I Am presence which I am, I demand all physical struggle and all of its energy taken out of my being and world, and I give it into the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. Then you will be amazed at the sense of relaxation that will begin to come into you almost like a breath. And you will find that the outer self comes into a sense of ease and peace, where the mind clears, and you will know exactly the right thing to do at the right time. Because as you free yourselves from more and more of these limitations, the light from the mighty arm presence and higher mental body becomes brighter in the physical form, becomes brighter in the brain structure. And then the veils between are much more quickly consumed. When you make the demand in the name of the cosmic law, like I am the cosmic law's demand, for all veils between my outer self and my I am presence raised into the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, and there all veils be consumed. Then whatever energy has been generated or released from the outer self that has caused the seeming obstruction is lifted, so to speak, into that fiery love of the victorious all Christ. And as that enters into that violet flame, just as quickly as you would burn up a piece of tissue paper with a match, will you find those veils consumed. When you see, dear ones, you are the authority of the energy in yourselves and also the energy in the atmosphere about you. And if you use that authority to demand that all energy in your being and world is now taken out of the hands and control of everything that is not the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, then you are giving permission for freedom to again possess and use all the energy of the outer self in that fiery love that always produces perfection. Now that is a very positive force. And yet it carries within it tremendous relaxation. Do you know why? Because in the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, there is no fear. So when you raise or demand that everything in the physical action of your beings and worlds is taken out of the control of everybody and everything but the victorious love of the all Christ, or the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, then your very demand will set into action certain powers from your higher mental body and from our octave to be, as I said, like a great magnet. And that magnetic power from the great central sun magnet just moves into one condition after another, and the energy that sustains discord or limitation is withdrawn by this great suction, so to speak, until it enters in to the power of that fiery love of the victorious O Christ. Oh, as you use that phrase, precious ones, illumination will come to you with such joy as you can scarcely realize tonight. And if you yourselves want to feel that flame within, and you acknowledge, I am the heart of God, the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, possessing all physical action into that flame forever. Then you not only will feel that relaxation, but there will come marvelous illumination to the mind, because there will be less and less obstruction in the brain structure from the substance of discord that you might have placed there in the past. I want you to have the great freedom and authority that becomes yours as you move into outer action, the demand that all authority in the physical action of all energy in this world, all of that is compelled to be raised into the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. And if you want to just use it as a quick, short phrase, you demand that everything in your being and world be taken out of the hands of everybody and everything but the God, great flame of the all Christ. The great God flame of the all Christ. The great God flame of your mighty I'm present. The great God flame of fiery love from the great gentle Son. You see, here is your safeguard. When you're taking the energy out of wrong physical conditions and raising it in to that fiery love of the victorious all Christ, it begins the possession of that, and therefore it controls it completely. Well, then, as you give back to life that energy, the outer self feels a great lightness, because that energy, if it were, has been discordantly qualified, is a weight upon the physical form. And as you demand this energy and all authority over it raised into the fiery love of the victorious all Christ, the outer self just becomes at ease, and you feel a lightness in the body that you have never before experienced. The reason for that is that the human, through the centuries, I mean the outer self through the centuries, has held to itself certain energy that was given by the higher mental body, some of the universal energy in the atmosphere about you, and that became condensed into discordant creations, and those have stuck to some of you like sticking plasters. And this is the reverse of that action. This is the magnetic pull of the great central sun magnets, immortal love, up into the authority of the ascended master's octave. Then is your higher mental body, and we take possession of that energy which you held in destructive conditions. When we possess it, then it becomes permanent perfection. And where do you think that goes? Where do you think we hold it? In your causal body. So it's still yours, and yet it's ours. Isn't that strange? Thank you, precious ones. Won't you be seated, please? Now, this place within your causal bodies becomes a great reservoir of power, of energy. And more than that, it becomes the pressure of energy that enables you to produce something constructive in the outer quickly because of the power that is anchored there to be the pressure to produce manifestation in the outer so long as it is constructive. So in thus returning to life, your beloved I Am Presence, the energy of whatever you contact in the physical octave that is discordantly qualified, you will soon begin to feel a sense of power from that accumulation. And mark you, that is the power of the fiery love from your higher mental body and from our octave. And that, I can guarantee you, is power indeed. It is to get mankind to return this energy into the possession of this fiery love of the victorious All Christ. That is not only the surrender of the outer to the inner, but this is the raising of that which might seem to be a mistake in the outer, out of the vibratory action of the mistake and into the vibratory action of the fiery love that can only produce perfection. You gather it and becomes a great powerhouse for your outer activities. Then, as certain other powers are drawn into your outer use, this becomes the great pressure that enables you to have instantaneous fulfillment of your calls in the outer. Then, wherever you move, you are not struggling through energy that is humanly qualified and acting in the physical. The great fiery love of the all-victorious All-Christ begins to shed its radiance in and around the outer self. And the atmosphere about you becomes the pressure of perfection, because that is all that can come from that fiery element, from your own presence or from us. This is of tremendous benefit. You will feel the atmosphere about you many times, holding such happiness and such a sense of power and protection around you that you will almost forget to fear. This has a most tremendous action. And you could take all the energy that's qualified by fear or doubt in your being and world that you may not even know is there, but by your own demand and acknowledgement of the cosmic law, you can demand that energy possessed now by the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. And then the presence comes into you. And may I say, where that fear has been, the fiery love which you have acknowledged as the authority to which you give this energy, that fiery love begins to build into you its permanent perfection of the victorious All Christ. No matter what has to be remedied in the physical octave, precious ones, it is all but a purifying of the energy and the taking away of the authority of the outer physical world and giving it back into the inner presence of the mighty I Am Presence to possess and direct it to produce perfection. Because as the presence purifies it and directs it again to produce perfection, it can fill your world with permanent perfection, and all of that is still just the energy that was drawn into the human creation, and which you have all authority to withdraw and place where it produces permanent happiness for you. You will find very great love in this activity. May I say, I'm quite sure you will enjoy using this and seeing conditions of the outer world just dissolving and disappearing where they have been troublesome before. It's a very great action of the great central sun magnet. And we would like to have you feel all of the blessings which it can bring. You could say to every condition in your outer physical activities that seems to be a problem or a limitation, I demand all that energy of physical limitation, all action in the physical octave that does not produce perfection, I demand it possessed and directed by the cosmic fire of the victorious All Christ, or by the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. As soon as you demand that the outer be released, I mean the outer authority be taken away from physical conditions, then you must have some authority to control and direct that energy. So it must go into the possession of your own mighty I Am presence and the ascended host in order to produce the perfection that you require. And this is one of the mighty means of redemption of the physical world. Try to feel this and try to hold the picture clearly that when you give the call or speak your word for this authority to be changed, that the hand of your presence or an assisting master begins its magnetic pull upon that energy until it comes into the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. When you say, I am come into the heart of the victorious All Christ, that means the victorious higher mental body. But the word Christ, meaning light, then it has a certain cosmic action in connection with our octave and that of the physical sun, the great central sun, that it is well to use and remind the outer that you have come in, the outer self has come in to the possession of the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. Oh my, this is dear hearts. This way you enter into the temple of cosmic fire. You can give much acknowledgement to that. Oh, just for a few moments in the midst of your outer activities, you can for just a moment know I have come, or I am come, into the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. And it reveals to me all I am required to know. I am come into the heart of the victorious All Christ. I am come into the cosmic fire of the All Christ flame from the great central sun. And then you wait and feel within yourselves the peace, the quiet, and the possession of the energy of the flesh body until you feel it drawn within that fiery love of the victorious all Christ. And as you feel yourselves raising into that, there comes the peace and the mastery that releases the outer feeling world from fear or doubt or strain or disturbance of any kind. This is really the heart of peace supreme. And if you want the assistance of the helm of peace, you can give the same acknowledgement. I demand everything in my world taken out of the hands and control of all that is not the fiery peace of the victorious all Christ, the fiery peace of my own I Am presence, the fiery peace of the Elohim of peace. And just as if you came right within a flame and stood there till it fills everything of the outer self with its own peace, will you be able to feel it on the instant? Fill the outer self with that which becomes eternal peace and perfection in your outer use. When I say fiery peace, don't forget that within that fiery love and peace is the sense of power, and yet there is a quiet within that that is very, very wonderful. You can have intense peace and yet a sense of the fire within it that just holds you almost breathless with the glory of its happiness and the feeling of its mastery. We want you to feel this mastery in the outer self. You can say, I demand all the energy in my outer self taken out of the hands and control of everything that is not my eternal mastery of the fiery love of my presence, the All Christ, great central Son, the ascended masters, the angelic host. All of your freedom is but a returning of all energy of the outer into the possession of the higher mental body and our octave. So it is not difficult, my dear ones, to make this surrender, because with it comes such happiness and such peace and such victorious accomplishment in your outer activities that your sense of struggle is gone. Now the beloved Saint Germain told you, it is the feeling of struggle that causes your struggle. Therefore, when you turn to the within and you say, my beloved I Am presence, I demand that all the feeling of struggle within me is now possessed by the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. Why, it's just like a hand that was a magnet would draw that feeling out of you, and in drawing, purify it, place it in the causal body, to let it be the charge into your outer affairs that much more readily produces perfection. As you use this in your own personal affairs, use it also in your nation, because the authority in your government, the authority in your legal procedure, in your business activities, in the people's feeling everywhere must be changed, precious ones, if it's discordant. So the authority is in your demand that the fiery love of the victorious all Christ now becomes the possessor of all energy that sustains destructive activities. Because your higher mental body purifies that, or we purify it. So your outer self has nothing to do except hold the picture of that fiery love as the violet consuming flame or the unfed flame of the sevenfold flame, and see it act just like a magnet, drawing all conditions in the physical world around you up into that fire, and there letting it be the permanent authority over that energy. So as we move into outer action now, with much greater authority and power from day to day, we want you to feel that through these calls, you have the power. I mean, through the call, the power is released to take out of these conditions the energy that sustains the discord. No, you will feel such happiness. You will feel such victorious freedom in the release of that energy into the fiery love of your presence or our octave, that what heretofore has seemed to weight you down with a sense of struggle will be gone, because it will have been raised into our octave, and around you to take its place will flow the flame of that fiery love from your own mighty I Am presence that makes that your world of action. And that's what the Blessed Saint Germain means when he says you may step through this door. I'm there taking with you your limitations. Have them consumed. And then as you step back through that door, you will use the power of this fiery love of the all Christ flame into outer action to produce for you quickly and easily the perfection you desire. Oh, it pays to surrender all physical action and energy into the possession of that fiery love of the victorious all Christ. That is the controlling authority. That is immortal purity. That is boundless supply. And it is the directing wisdom, precious ones, that moves into outer action, that which fulfills the divine plan much more quickly. And even in your acknowledgement of the divine plan fulfilled, you could say, I demand all energy in my outer physical activities possessed now by the fiery love of my mighty I Am presence, fulfilling its own divine plan there. Then as that is created there, when there is requirement for it here, it will automatically lower itself into your outer use. Oh, you have no idea how obedient the energy of the outer world can become to you when you take all authority away from it and place that authority in the fiery love of the victorious all Christ. When you say to your presence, I give you all authority and all power to produce this for me in the outer. I would always add to that, I give you all energy, power, and authority of all my outer activities into your fiery love of the victorious perfection that you require to fulfill the divine plan. Just surrender it there. And let the higher mental body transmute it. Let us bless it and expand it, and then flood it back into your world as the fulfillment of your calls. Then will you truly know that within every call is the answer, within every problem is its solution, within every bit of energy in your life streams is the immortal authority to command that raised until it is possessed and directed by the cosmic fire of the victorious All Christ. And then destructive forces are starved out because there is no longer energy to feed them or expand their destruction. We would love to have you gain a momentum of this and just withdraw all energy from outer activities that is not the fiery love of the victorious All Christ, and giving that energy into the possession of your mighty I Am presence. The transmuting, raising process goes continually on in the outer world. And what do you think happens? As you keep lifting that from the world around you and letting it be possessed by your higher mental body and us, you not only free yourselves from that pressure of accumulation, but you yourself are raising all the time nearer to us. So that fiery love of the victorious All Christ is a magnet that raises even you as you use it to raise the energy of the physical octave into that eternal love that produces perfection instantly at your call. May you enter in to the heart of its flame this very moment and become such a victorious power of its blazing action in your outer affairs that you will scarcely have to do anything except recognize its presence, abide within it, and give it all authority. And you will find the outer world for you will follow in a natural, unfolding, perfecting presence. And that love, that fiery love, becomes authority where hatred has seemed to be. May the all power, cosmic fire of that fiery love of the victorious All Christ open its heart to you tonight, draw you within its magnificent glory, make you feel its authority and power, and lift you into that feeling of mastery that every time you give the call, you are conscious that the weight of the human is gone and more of the perfection of the higher mental body appears in your outer world to be used to fulfill the great divine plan. And your happiness will know no bounds, and your mastery will become a visible, tangible, manifested miracle in your outer hands and use, and you will wonder why you ever struggled when that fiery love stands ready to take into itself the energy of that which is wrong, purify it, recharge it with immortal perfection, and then send it back to you as a blessing or something to use in the fulfillment of the great divine plan. May its raising activity make itself felt in and around you every time you make the call, until you will feel yourselves raised at the same time the outer conditions are raised, and the joy of its use becomes so transcendent that wherever you go, the very intensity of that power sets things into divine order and helps you free yourselves and the world by that sacred fire that is all mastery forever. Thank you with all my heart's love for your attendance here this week. And as we draw this still greater power of love for tomorrow night, just dwell within it and give everything into its possession, that it may give to you the perfection you crave and the mastery that is really yours by divine right. Thank you as I clothe you in the fiery love of my heart's flame and the fullness of its cosmic, victorious presence stand your guard and give you everything good that is within it forever. Thank you with all my heart. Beloved great angel, thank you for your love and that cosmic power that is drawing hourly closer into outer action those activities of the sacred fire that must come to set our America free and through America the world. Thank you for your love and your constant assistance. Now may our love and gratitude to you be proved in action until all the energy of the physical octave is returned to the possession of the fiery love of the victorious All Christ, that mighty I Am presence of each one, the Ascended Master's octave, possesses it and uses it through the fulfillment of the great divine plan as life intends. To the brothers, the golden robe, the diamond heart, the blue flame, the white robe, and the indigo cape, we ask thy enfolding radiance to all in this radiation. Watch thou between each of us while we're absent one from another. Glorify us quickly with this limitless outpouring of the fiery love of the victorious All Christ. May it go forth and draw all energy out of everything destructive and raise it into the immortal perfection of the Ascended Master's octave to rule everywhere with full power to fulfill the divine plan forever. Beloved Daddy, in the words of the benediction, clothe us with this fiery love of the victorious All Christ. Let our mighty iron presence stand forth, visible to all, and release its blessings until all become the perfection of the ascended host forever. Thank you, precious ones. We ask that that be sustained, beloved Daddy, beloved mighty cosmic angel. Ever expand that command with the fiery love of the victorious Christ till it is seen, visible and tangible in the atmosphere of earth and becomes the commanding authority in our outer activities till all behold its perfection. To all who govern the activities of the cosmic crystal cup and all those great activities of the sacred fire, do we call again the seven mighty Elohim, the seven mighty Kamaras, the seven mighty Chohans, the seven great archangels, all who direct that cosmic fire to the earth, are the victorious All Christ. Clothe everybody and everything under this radiation, and the sevenfold flame, and the seven mighty Elohim. And beloved Arcturus, compel the unfed flame in our hearts to expand, become one with the sevenfold flame without, and cutting us free from all connection with the discord of the outer world, let us move in the world, but not of it, and pouring into its distress the fiery love of the victorious All Christ, moving into outer action that authority which possesses and rules all for all eternity with perfection ever expand. And we accept that, even as we make the call. Thank you, precious one. Thank you, precious ones. We add to that all we are and have or ever hope to be or have and raise it all to our beloved mighty I Am presence and all the great ones, asking them to accept it, amplified without limit, qualified with whatever gives the one mighty stroke of that fiery love of the victorious All Christ, that moves into outer physical action and withdraws all energy from everything that is destructive and raises it into that fiery activity of the victorious All Christ in its immortal purity and possesses it into the fulfillment of the great divine plan for eternity. To all who govern the cosmic crystal cup, we ask you to flood forth everything it contains into the hands and use of those on this radiation. Expanded in worldwide victory to the annihilation of all poverty, all war, all impurity, all that is not of the light. And make those under this radiation the custodians of the wealth of the world. command and to compel all on this earth, raised, purified, illuminated, and used in the service of the light for the ascension of all, as soon as possible, according to the wisdom of the great divine plan. And may all that energy be now withdrawn from every body and every force on the planet that is not the fiery victory of the all of the fiery love of the victorious all Christ presence in its cosmic mighty I am presence from the great central sun that now takes its dominion and is the only authority in this world till all are ascended and free. Now as we return these physical flames to the great central sun from whence they came, we ask them to be our messengers and convey to the heart center of creation our heart's call for all the light, all the help, all the power, all the dispensations, all the fiery love of the victorious all Christ into everything we contact till it withdraws all energy that is destructively qualified, purifies it, and compels it, raised into the fulfillment of the great divine plan, the ascended master's way, that we move forward immortally victoriously free, and blazing the power of the cosmic fire of the mighty I am presence of the great central sun. Continue to blaze and expand that fire that becomes the atmosphere of earth, and no human thing can live or even be remembered.